Pastor Larry Huck is founder and pastor of DFW New Beginnings Church in Dallas, Texas. This dynamic teaching will ignite your faith, expand your vision, and help you in your everyday life. Now, here's Pastor Huck.
You may be here tonight, and maybe you feel unworthy or whatever, you know, you don't feel like you fit in. Let me tell you something. God is a God who's going to reverse your desperate situation tonight. Amen. We're going to teach about Purim, the miracle time that God reverses your situation. We're also going to talk about our Lord and Savior, who, by hanging on the cross, reversed our situation. And then we're going to talk about the blood of Jesus, who not only when God reversed our situation, he shed his blood to bring us deliverance and healing and joy. In Romans 8:28, don't turn there, but in Romans 8:28, Paul says these words. Now look at me a second. He says, "For we know all things work together for good." Now, that is my favorite scripture in all the Bible next to John 3:16, that all things, no matter what we're going through, God will turn it upside down, and what Satan meant for evil, God will use it for good. Amen? It's my favorite. No matter what I'm going through, I can rejoice in the Lord because greater is he that's in me than anything that's coming against us. Somebody say amen. Amen. But I want you to think about tonight the first part of that scripture. It says, "For we know all things work together for good." How did they know? Well, what you've got to remember is the first church was Jewish, and the Jewish people understood Purim, or the book of Esther. So what I'm going to teach you is the connection to the revelation that no matter what you're going through, you're not going under, you're going over. So when Paul said, "We know that all things work together for good," where that scripture came from is from the book of Esther and what we're talking about right now tonight, and that Jesus sealed 2,000 years ago when he hung on that cross and said, "It's finished." Do you know, but by now it's sunset, he's already off the cross, his body's already in the tomb, but he is already at the gates of hell stealing the keys, taking the keys back from the devil to bring you and your family the miracle you're looking for. Amen. Now look at with me at Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 17. Moses has just brought the children of Israel out of Israel. They've said they would be his people. And he's warning them what will happen if they walk away from the word of God and from the relationship with God. Verse 17, he said, "Then my anger shall be aroused against them in that day, and I will forsake them, and I will hide my face from them, and they shall be devoured, and many evils and troubles shall fall upon them, so that they will say in that day, have not these evils come upon us because our God is no longer amongst us." Now look at verse 18. "And I will surely hide my face in that day of all the evil which they have done, in that they have turned to other gods." Now the reason why this scripture is so important as we understand the teachings of the first covenant is even though God said, "I will turn my face," he can't. He loves you so much that even when we make mistakes, the moment we get it right, his mercy is fresh every morning. Somebody say amen. Amen. And this teaching that God said, "I will hide my face," is the launching pad for the story of the people of Israel, of Esther, of you and I tonight, that even when it feels like God is not there, even when we can't hear him, can't feel him, can't see him, he is always there, and he is working behind the scenes to turn our situation upside down. Now let me tell you the story of Esther. Israel did exactly what the scripture says. They began to serve other gods. The Babylonian kingdom came into Jerusalem, captured them. Babylon then is modern day Iraq today.